The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'ad. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madini channel, welcome to our Path to Success Rabiul Akhir transmission. Alhamdulillah, Azzawajal, every day a new topic regarding this blessed month and remind us the great leader of all the awliya, Ghaus-e-Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahmatullah Alayhi. And with this nisbat, we have a beautiful topic today is about the excellences of the friend of Allah, Azzawajal. InshaAllah, Azza wa Jal, awliya Allah ki shan hai, awliya Allah ki baatein, inshaAllah, aaj hamara topic hai, inshaAllah, Azza wa Jal. First of all, with the blessings of Durood e Paak. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the person closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who would have recited Durood e Paak in abundance. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, Hafiz Adil with us. MashaAllah, Waseem bhai and Bilal Madani, inshaAllah, Azza wa Jal. InshaAllah, we will talk about the excellences of the friend of Allah, Azza wa Jal. Aayye, kalam sunte hain, inshaAllah. And then, inshaAllah, we will talk about the excellences of the friend of Allah, Azza wa Jal.
Bakare khash hairanam aghithni ya Rasulallah. بکارِ خیش حیرانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
ندارم جز تو مل جائے ندانم جز تو ماوائے ندانم جز تو مل جائے ندانم جز تو ماوائے تو ہی خود ساز و سامانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ تو ہی خود ساز و سامانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم
یا
اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
شہابِ کس نوازی کن طبیبا جار سازی کن شہابِ کس نوازی کن طبیبا چارہ سازی کن مریضِ دردِ عصیانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ مریضِ دردِ عصیانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم 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 اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
اگر رانی و گر خانی غلامم من تا سلطانی، اگر رانی و گر خانی غلامم من تا سلطانی، دیگر چیزیں نمی دانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ، دیگر چیزیں نمی دانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم
اغثنی
یا رسول اللہ.
گناہ در جان ماتش زد قیامت شولہ میخی زد، گناہ در جان ماتش زد قیامت شولہ میخی زد. مدد اے آب حیوانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ، مدد اے آب حیوانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
چمر غم نخل جا سوزد بہارم را خزا سوزد، چمر غم نخل جا سوزد بہارم را خدا سوزد. نریزد برگ ایمانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ، نریزد برگ ایمانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
چمہ شرفت نانگیزت بلائے بے اما خیزد، چمہ شرفت نانگیزد بلائے بے اما خیزد، بجویم از تو درمانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ، بجویم از تو درمانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
پدر را نفرت آید پسر را وحشت افزاید، پدر را نفرت نفرت آیت پسر راوہ شتف زاید تو گیری زیر دامانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ تو گیری زیر دامانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
یا
پریشانم پریشانم
دستگیر
یا رسول اللہ
گدائے آمد اے سلطان با امید کرم نالا گدائے آمد اے سلطان با امید کرم نالا تہی داما مگر دانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ تہی داما مگر دانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
رضایت سائل بے پر تو ہی سلطان لا تنظر رضایت سائل بے پر تو ہی سلطان لا تنظر شہاب زہر عزی خانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ شہاب زہر عزی خانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم
اغثنی
یا رسول اللہ
Subhanallah, subhanallah. The blessings, excellences of the friend of Allah. No doubt they are the blessings for the people as well. And because of their blessings, alhamdulillah, people get the rizq, rains and many things, inshallah. So we'll discuss today about their blessings and also their excellences as well. Inshallah, waqiyat bhi sunenge. کہ کیسی کیسی برکتیں ہوتی ہیں ان کی نشانیاں کیا ہیں واٹ آر دا سائنس آف دا فرینڈز آف اللہ اصل میں تو وہ جو سب سے بڑی سائن تو یہی ہے ان کی کہ وین یو لک ایٹ دیم ریمائنڈ یو اللہ آلمائٹی وہ ان کو دیکھنے سے نا خدا یاد آ جاتا ہے تو یہ ایک بہت بڑی سائن بلکہ ایک بہت بڑی ان کی نشانی ہے کہ وہ اللہ والے کون ہوتے ہیں اللہ والے وہ ہوتے ہیں جو اللہ سے ملا دیتے ہیں جن کو دیکھنے سے اللہ یاد آ جاتا ہے انشاءاللہ بلال بھائی ہمارے ساتھ ہیں بلال بھائی قرآن پاک کے اندر پلیسز مینی پلیسز ماشاءاللہ اللہ آلمائٹی ہیز مینشن اباؤٹ دی فرینڈز آف اللہ احادیث کے اندر ہے بزرگان دین کے بہت سارے اقوال ہیں آپ انشاءاللہ سٹارٹ کریں
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم اللہ are those blessed personalities who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed his qurb upon them wilaya is that rank and status which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifts to his chosen bondsmen. Now, when we look at, first of all, the definition, so we can have a clear understanding that who are we talking about today? Because we're going to mention the fada'il in terms of Quran and hadith, but it's very important that we have a grounding. We have a foundation on who are these personalities. So first and foremost, we'll go to the tafsir of Siratul Jinan. And it mentions that a friend of Allah, a waliullah, is the one who attains closeness to Allah Almighty through performing obligatory actions. So this is the first level, see, so that a person, wilaya is gifted. This is something that everybody must realize, that sainthood or becoming a wali is a bestowment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how does a person be worthy of that bestowment? There are many, many different points to mention. The fara'id, they do not miss them whatsoever.
Subhanallah.
Secondly, in Tafsir Suratul Jinan, it mentions, the wali of Allah, the friend of Allah, he remains completely engrossed, busy in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He remains busy in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his heart remains engrossed with the recognition, the cognition of the luminosity of Allah Almighty's majesty.
Subhanallah.
In simple terms, the ma'rifat of Allah. He is swimming in the ocean of the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very important point, but I will come to that later on. In Siratul Jinani further mentions, whenever he sees, whatever he looks towards, he sees and he remembers and he reflects over the proofs of the divine power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever he listens, he only listens to those things which will remind him of Allah, like the verses, the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever he speaks, he only does so in praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever he makes any movement, whenever he intends to perform any action, he makes sure that the action is in total reliance and, forgive me, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandment.
Subhanallah.
Whenever he makes any effort for anything, he does so for only this reason, that this action that I'm going to perform is going to take me closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you can clearly see in Tafsir Suratul Jinan that he does not get tired of the dhikr of Allah. This is a sign of a wali of Allah. He doesn't tire from the dhikr of Allah. Like normal people, they just about perform their 5 daily salah, they just about read their awrad, their azkar, their wadaif, and spiritually they may feel like it's difficult for many people. But the awliya are those people who, you can say, the air that they breathe is the dhikr of Allah. This keeps them going. They do not tire of the dhikr of Allah. And the wali of Allah, he does not look at anyone else except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the eyes of his heart. This is the trait of the awliya rahimahumullah ta'ala. And when a person reaches this stage, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his helper. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supports him and aids him in his affairs. So Sayyidah, this is the definition simply and mentioned in Tafsir Suratul Jinan. So if we can understand this point, many, many problems, many misconceptions about the awliya will be clearly removed. That these are those people that are the wasita to getting closer to Allah. These are blessed individuals like Sayyidina Ghawth-e Pak, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, whose entire life, even before he was born, subhanallah, in the womb of his mother, when his mother would sneeze and she would say, Alhamdulillah, from the womb of the mother, the miracle was manifested of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, that he would reply, Yarhamukillah, may Allah have mercy upon you. The reply of the of the sneeze, subhanallah. So these are the ranks of the awliya. These are those people that we should attach ourselves with, Sayyid Sahab. Today's time, many people, unfortunately, they are aqidatmand, they do respect and revere them. But unfortunately, we don't know much about their life. The awliya go through a lot of tests. They go through a lot of trials and tribulations to get to this maqam. And remember, Sayyid Sahib, a wali of Allah can never even become a wali of Allah if he does not follow in the teachings and the practice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. These things are very, very important. His attachment to the sunnah is something which you will see at the forefront of his blessed life. So Sayyid Sahib, like this is just the mere definition. If you look in the verses of the Holy Quran, we know the famous verse, Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. And this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the awliya kiram. In the next verse, Allah says, Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the qualities of the awliya. First of all, the awliya are those who are believers.
SubhanAllah.
الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا
A person who does not have faith in Allah Azza wa Jal and in the final Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he will never and he cannot be a wali. He cannot be a wali of Allah. He can be maybe a wali of the shaitan, meaning a friend of the shaitan, but he can never be a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then further, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ Sayyid Saab, in the Arabic language, this tells us of an action that is continuously done. Continuously done, meaning the awliyaullah, they are constantly within, they have this quality of taqwa. They are absorbed within the fear of Allah, with God consciousness in every action they do. They are worried first and foremost that is this within the obedience of Allah or not. And another beautiful quality of the awliya is that they leave doubtful things. These are the traits of the awliya, Sayyid Sahib. And inshallah, further on, we're going to go on to ahadith. And inshallah, we'll mention them, their greatness mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. They are such a beautiful, they are such a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when our ulama tell us that this person has the qualities of a wali of Allah, we should go and visit them. Within our istita'at, we should go and behold them. Because the one whom the wali beholds, and he sees with his pure eyes, that individual, he is blessed with so many things. His life changes. Nigahe wali mein wo ta'seer dekhi, badalti hazaron ki taqdeer dekhi. It's the blessed vision of those pure eyes that now have divine power manifested through them by Allah's aid. And they are those eyes which change the destiny of millions and thousands of people.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Many excellences and attributes, mashallah, Bilal bhai has mentioned. Wasim bhai, aap kya farmate hain?
Mashallah, absolutely beautiful story by yourself and Bilal bhai. Mashallah, Shahsab, it's the month of Ghawse Pak and we're talking about the friends of Allah. Alhamdulillah, beautiful nisbat. Shahsab, the wali of Allah, the awli of kiram, are those blessed individuals that even today, the world is running towards them. The world is running towards them, whether they have left this world apparently, or whether there's many awliya Allah that are present today. The world is running after them, alhamdulillah. And the awliya, Shahsab, you know, at times people have these words where say that, what could be, what they do? But another fact, you know, our sustenance, the rain and everything that we get is because of their barakah. You know, some people say that, what can wali do? What can this individual do? What can... But they don't know that it's because of these blessed individuals that we are receiving rain, we are receiving our sustenance, and we are receiving other blessings as well. And mashallah, Bilal bhai beautifully mentioned that what a wali of Allah azawajal is. But I just want to mention one thing here about Bilal bhai mentioned. Bilal bhai mentioned that basically a wali of Allah azawajal is not someone that, you know, he just gets it. Majority of the time, you know, they have to work hard. They do those actions that please Allah azza wa jal. They stay busy in the dhikr of Allah azza wa jal. And then eventually they become wali of Allah azza wa jal. And Shahsab, if you look at this, in other words, everything of theirs is barakah. Everything of theirs is a blessing. For example, their words, their clothes, their actions, their home, even the soil that touches their feet, this is also blessing as well. This is also barakah. And this is why, alhamdulillah, you see throughout the whole world, alhamdulillah, ashikane Rasool, ashikane of the Sahaba Ikram, that they go to the mazars. Why? Because they are resting there. Yeah. Alhamdulillah, no doubt the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal are showering upon there 24/7 because they are there. For example, that thing that they touch, that becomes a thing of barakah. Why? Because they've touched it. But imagine that place where they are resting, alhamdulillah. So this is why it's encouraged, alhamdulillah. And we see on Madni channel, we see the millions of Ashikani Rasul, alhamdulillah. They go to the pious people's grave. They make dua to Allah for themselves, alhamdulillah, and for their ranks to be elevated further. So this is something that we should be doing. Like Bilal bhai mentioned beautifully as well, that these individuals are those that you look at their face, and in other words, they don't even have to say anything. People remember Allah Azza wa Jal. I'll just mention an incident from Milu Sunnat, that today, alhamdulillah, in the UK, and in many countries of the world, we were in Karachi as well, and we've seen this, that native brothers of countries, native British, native African brothers, they come to Karachi. Now, they don't understand the word Amilu Sunnat is saying, but they're looking at him and they're smiling. In other words, they don't understand nothing, but you know, in other words, that they're enjoying themselves. Why? Because they're sitting in front of a wali of Allah. This is the wali of Allah. This is the awliya karam that they control the hearts as well. So may Allah give us the true blessings, inshallah, we will continue further, inshallah.
Sir, logon ke dil jo hote na, inke haathon mein hote. Isko chaye kheech lein. This is what the qualities of the friend of Allah. The main thing they have, they're the fear of Allah. Unki zindagi mein throughout agar aap dekhenge to hota na kya rabb kareem pehle ilm deta hai baad mein vilayat deta hai ye yaad rakhe aaj ke daur mein to ek ajeeb hi bana hua hai jisko dekho وہ اسٹیمپ لگ رہی ہے, لگ رہا ہے کہ پتہ نہیں کہاں سے. ایسا نہیں ہوتا. جو ولی ہوگا نا اس کے پاس علم ہوگا, رب کریم پہلے علم عطا کرتا ہے پھر ولایت ملتی ہے اس کو. تو اب جس کو نمازوں کا ہی نہیں پتا, جس کو غسل کا ہی نہیں پتا, جس کو پاکی ناپاکی کا ہی نہیں پتا, تو اس طرح ہر ایک کو یہ کہنا نہیں چاہیے. یہ ایک چیز یاد رکھیں. دوسری, ان کے اندر خوف خدا ہوگا, اور یہ ایک بہت کی ایلیمنٹ ہے خوف خدا کا, کیونکہ وہ جو ہوگا نا وہ تو انہوں نے لوگوں کی تقدیریں بدلنی ہے, ان کو دیکھتے ہی لوگوں کو خدا یاد آئے گا, آتا ہے. تو اب ان کے پاس ان کے ذکر کی برکت سے دلوں کا زنگ دور ہوتا ہے, لوگ گناہوں کو چھوڑ دیتے ہیں, لوگ نیکی کی طرف آ جاتے ہیں, لوگ تقوی کی طرف پرہیزگاری کی طرف آتے ہیں. تو ان کا اپنا خوف خدا کا عالم کیا ہوگا, ہر وقت جو ہے ان کے اندر فیئر آف اللہ وہ رہے گا, جیسے ذکر اللہ سے ان کی زبانیں تر رہتی ہیں. اور جو زبان اللہ کے ذکر سے تر رہتی ہے پھر وہ جو بولتی ہے, جب اللہ کا ولی بندہ بن جاتا ہے نا پھر وہ جو چاہتا ہے رب کریم وہ جو ہے نا اس کو عطا کر دیتا ہے. تو اسی لیے جو اللہ والے ہوتے ہیں ان کی صحبت میں بیٹھنا چاہیے اور ان سے فیض لینا چاہیے. جو اللہ کے ولی ہوتے ہیں نا انہوں نے مجاہدات کیے ہوتے ہیں, ان کا باطن بھی پاک ہوتا ہے, ان کا ظاہر بھی پاک ہوتا ہے, اندر بھی. اب جس کے دل میں کینا, بغض, حب جا, حسرت, تکبر, یہ ساری چیزیں ہوں, وہ کیسے ہو سکتا ہے, وہ کیسے اللہ کا ولی ہو سکتا ہے؟ بلال بھائی,
بیوٹیفل پوائنٹ, فارسی کپڑے, یک زمانہ صحبت با بہتر از صد سالہ طاعت بیریا. That a single moment that is spent in the company of a true wali of Allah is better than a thousand years of a sincere worship without any ostentation. This is what we have to understand, that when these awliya kiram are alive, we need to really be awake first and foremost. Unfortunately today we are busy within our worldly affairs. Who has time, unfortunately, today for religion to spend time to even seek knowledge of the deen? But alhamdulillah, this is this beautiful environment of Dawat Islami that we have. Alhamdulillah, the wali of our time, you know, has made such a huge impact in the world in just a short span of time. And alhamdulillah, he calls us, you know, and says, you can come and visit. And many ulama, you know, from different types of countries, Sayyid Sahib, they come and they sacrifice their time, their own institutes, and they go to the company of Amir al-Sunnat.
Subhanallah.
There's a secret behind the Sayyid Sahib, and that is that they understand who this personality is. We don't understand. We are unfortunately people who are simple-minded people. But these people who are ulama and scholars and even pious themselves, they understand the impact of sitting in the company of Sayyidi Amir al-Sunnat Ahmad Barakatum al-Aliyah. And the point which you've been highlighting, that, you know, looking at the awliya kiram, there's actually a hadith sharif in this regard. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, it's mentioned in Kanzul Ummal, awliya'ullahi alladhina idha ru'u dhukirallah. That we've been mentioning the translation, but the wording of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, the awliya'ullah, the friends of Allah, are those individuals that when they are beheld, when they are seen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered. These are the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyid Sahib, we've been also highlighting karamat, you know, the saintly miracles. And unfortunately today there's many people who, you know, unfortunately they have a lot of veils on, over their eyes and hearts. But if they look into the Holy Quran, they will see this very, very clearly. The verse of the Holy Quran is, كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَّ الْمِحْرَابِ وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا قال يا مريم أنى لك هذا قالت هو من عند الله. Whenever Zakaria visited her at her prayer chamber, he would find new sustenance, meaning fruits out of season, with her. He asked, O Maryam, where did this come from? She answered, it is from Allah. And this is the one of the miracles of Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, was that she would receive out of season fruits. For example, it would be the summer season and she would have the winter season fruits with her. And it would be the winter season, she would have the summer season fruits with her. This was her miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed her with. This is from the Holy Quran. The famous account of the minister of Sayyidina Sulaiman, Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Asaf bin Barkhiya, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And what did they do? It's within the Holy Quran that within, before the eye of Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam blinked, the throne of Bilqis was at his bargah.
Allah.
Before the blinking of an eye.
Subhanallah.
And who is Sayyidina Asaf bin Barkhiya? He's not a prophet of Allah. He is an ummati of Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam. And this is his miracle. And we need to understand that, alhamdulillah, the Holy Quran is filled with this.
But these are seeds of, this is a karama. People who don't believe in the karamat, they get stuck here. They can't answer this. Mm. If somebody asks them about this, they don't know what to say. But this is why do they have this problem? Because they have, unfortunately, they have a problem with the awliya-i kiram. And we are talking about the true awliya-i kiram. Now, unfortunately, today, there's a lot of many people who are trying to give a wrong impression of the true awliya-i kiram. So say it's like this, there's many, many accounts of the awliya-i kiram and the waqi'at from the Quran and from ahadith as well. Further, inshallah, we're going to expand on the powers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them. Just one of them we just mentioned. So Allahu Akbar, when you study the life of the awliya-i kiram, you just further have love for these personalities, that all of these powers are given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah makes someone His beloved, Allah bestows these powers.
Subhanallah. But here is one more thing, Bilal bhai. Ki jo Allah ka ho jata hai na, ki sari cheeze uski hoti, banda banda hota hai. Lekin Allah ki kudrat ke jalwe uski haath se jo hai na, wo zahir ho rahe hote hain. Wo zuban se bolta hai to murda zinda ho jata hai. Wo pani ko hukm deta hai to pani chalne lagta hai, wo pani ko hukm deta hai pani ruk jata hai. Wo aag ko hukm deta hai aag ruk jati hai. Ye power hai Allah ke doston ki. Aur wo yahi baat hai ke Allah, jo Allah ka ho jata hai, to phir sari cheeze uski ho jati hai.
Chahe to ishaare se apne kaya hi palat de duniya ki. Chahe to ishaare se apne kaya hi palat de duniya ki.
تو اس کا تو سوچنا ہی نہیں چاہیے کسی کو نا وہ اپنی ایمان کو جو ہے وہ خطرے میں ڈال دیتا ہے حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ گھوڑے کے ایک رکابی پہ پاؤں رکھتے دوسری طرف قرآن ختم کر لیتے بیٹھنے سے دریائے نیل کا جو واقعہ ہے وہاں بھی آپ دیکھیں فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ ایک رکا لکھ کر بیچتے ہیں یہ سارے واقعات ہم سن رہے ہیں یہ کیا ہے یہ شان ہے ان کے غلاموں کی تو سرکار کا عالم کیا ہوگا اب جو آقا علیہ السلام کے امتی اور پھر جو اللہ کے ولی اور جو ان کی نسل میں غوث پاک تو لاڈلے بیٹے ہیں نا اعلی حضرت نہیں لکھ رہا تو لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا
تیری
سرکار میں لاتا ہے رضا
تیری سرکار میں لاتا ہے رضا اس خوش بھی
and many many واقعات جس سے ایمان تازہ ہوتا ہے اور عقیدہ اور مضبوط ہوتا ہے یہ واقعی جن کو ان کے ساتھ نسبت ہو جائے نا اللہ کے ولیوں کے ساتھ تو ان کا بھی بیڑا پار ہو جاتا تو اپنے ایمان کو مزید مضبوط کرنے کے لیے ایمان کی مٹھاس لینے کے لیے میں آپ کو یہی کہوں گا کہ اللہ والوں کے ساتھ جڑ جائے اور آج کے دور میں ولی کامل امیر علیہ السنت دامت برکاتہم العالیہ کی شخصیت ہمارے سامنے ہے الحمدللہ غوث پاک رحمت اللہ علیہ کا مرید بناتے ہیں اور میرے غوث پاک فرماتے ہیں کہ میرا کوئی بھی مرید بغیر توبہ کے نہیں مرے گا اور آج ان کی باتیں ہو رہی ہیں انشاءاللہ جن سے محبت انشاءاللہ ہمیں جنت میں لے کے جائے گی جی وسیم بھائی کیا فرماتے ہیں
This is something that you know that there are a huge amount of sins that are being committed in today's day and age but you know this technology shut up this is also a blessing as well why because alhamdulillah we can get a company obviously when you sit with blessed individual it's completely different but alhamdulillah this is also a beautiful thing that we are able to see a Amirul Sunnat live on Madini channel as well You know, people, they had to travel back in the day to go from one place to the next place to find the pious people. And no doubt sitting in their company is completely different. But what, one thing I would request of you as a Madani channel is, especially the Madani Muzakira from Ahlus Sunnah, watch him inshallah. It's very, very important that, because these people are amongst us. Ahlus Sunnah, alhamdulillah, may Allah give him a long life.
Ameen.
Inshallah, he's amongst us. We should try to go find these people inshallah. Because Shasab, we've seen one thing. It's very good. I'm not saying, alhamdulillah, it's very good. That we go to many mazars, and we should. It's encouraged as well. But alhamdulillah, we have awliya kiram that are also present with us as well. We should try to go and sit in their company, inshallah, get their Madini pools, Madina, inshallah, azawajal. The other thing that I would like to mention here, Shah Sahab, is how do we recognize a wali of Allah, azawajal? This is something that is very, very important. Now, this is also a very, very critical thing here as well. We don't know the person on my right, the person on my left, my worker or my boss, my neighbor, we don't know who's a wali of Allah. We don't know the rank of a person. So it's very, very important. This is also a lesson for us as well, that today you see people shouting at every other person. The guy's got a beard, he's wearing a imamah, he goes to the masjid and we're shouting at him, we're disrespecting him. Shouldn't be like the case. What if that person is a wali? So in other words, our job should be that no matter who he is, respect everyone, inshallah, because who knows? The person that we are talking to, the person, in other words, that basically, okay, he might have cutted us in, and we're swearing, mazallah, we don't know what the person's rank is, inshallah. So we should respect everyone. Allah Azza wa Jalla's pious people, they are hidden amongst the people. And you know, sometimes we see this, Shasab, that a person, he's sitting with us, but you know, we don't value that person. But you know, when they pass away, we see the things that happen after their death. This guy, it was amazing. So it's very, very important. Respect people, inshallah. In Madina, inshallah.
MashaAllah.
There's one point I wanted to mention is regarding the awliya kiram, that these are those personalities that, alhamdulillah, especially now when we have their company, we should adopt their company. We should visit them, we should see them. And there's a very important point, Sayyid Sahab, that I wanted to discuss regarding the awliya kiram, that when it mentions in the prophetic narration that the awliya kiram are those personalities whom, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the hadith al-Qudsi, Man aada li waliyan faqad aazantuhu bil harb. Whoever bears enmity to any wali of mine, I declare or I wage war against him. وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّ افْتَرَتُ عَلَيْهِ. That no bondsman, no slave attains the closeness to me, meaning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except through what I have obligated upon him. Like we mentioned in the beginning, that the obligations are the first. And then, وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. That how does a servant attain more closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How does he raise in his rank? By alongside performing the fara'id, he looks after the nawafil as well. He makes ihtimam preparations for the nawafil, or those optional actions where a person can gain closeness to Allah. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I make him my beloved. فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ. Then when I make him my beloved, كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ. I become his hearing through which he hears. I become his ears through which he hears. I become his eyes through which he sees. I become his hands through which he grasps. And I become his feet through which he walks. It means I make it easy for this bondsman of mine to perform good actions, to perform ibadat. I give his body parts the tawfiq, that sincerity and that success in performing these good actions. Yeah. So these body parts of a wali of Allah no longer commit sins, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects him, and only virtuous actions are performed through them. Actions become easy for him. The second interpretation is that his body parts, they are not used in worldly matters, but rather, whenever he sees Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine power, like we mentioned, and his body parts, and are all the same. And Sayyid Sahab, this is something that we need to understand, that the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are always remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not the case that they are worshipping Allah, they are remembering Allah, and then they are not doing so. Rather, their life throughout is with this perfect action. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ability to recognize them and then adopt their suhbah and learn from their life, Sayyid Sahab. This is a very important thing, and this is one of the main reasons why we do these programs.
Sorry.
So that we learn from their blessed life, we learn from their teaching. One of the greatest blessings of the awliya kiram is that for us people in the normal public, our iman remains protected. Our iman remains fresh and it remains stronger. Why? Not only just by listening and reading the accounts, but when we are in the company and when we're
under the guardianship and the guidance of a true Murshid-e-Kamil, then when our Murshid-e-Kareem, they know what situation we are going through, they know the state that we are in. And this is why, Sayyid Sahab, when we watch Madni Mudhakara, you will be thinking of a question or a masala in your heart. And that same masala will be raised. And this is the connection, Sayyid Sahab. This happens so many times for so many different people. And this is with our, alhamdulillah, Murshid-e-Kareem. And this is something which I want people to understand is, you know, when we have found our Murshid, then you close your eyes on them. You checked all the conditions that you were meant to by the Sharia, the awliya, the ulama have told us. And then, once you found your Murshid-e-Kamil, then you close your eyes. And you follow in what they say. When Amir al-Sunnah gave us the Pious Deeds booklet, then we are to act upon it. We are to read it. We are to rectify ourselves. Then when Amir al-Sunnah tells us to travel on the Madani Qafilas, then we should travel on the Madani Qafilas. When Amir al-Sunnah tells us to attend the weekly Sunnah Sarang Ijtima'at, and further invite people towards good, leave your home. This is what we should be doing. And this is, we're going to see the blessings within our life. We're going to see that whatever difficulties may be within our way, they will be solved. And Sayyid Sahab, the reason why I'm mentioning this is because the awliyaullah are accepted in the court of Allah.
Bishop.
They are accepted to such a degree that whoever they shower their merciful gaze upon, then that person also becomes blessed by this. There's a beautiful narration in Sihah Sittah, in Sahih Bukhari, it's mentioned, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تبارك وتعالى إذا أحب عبدا نادى جبريل إن الله قد أحب فلانا فأحبه فيحبه جبريل ثم ينادي جبريل في السماء إن الله قد أحب فلانا فأحبوه فيحبه أهل السماء ويوضع له القبول في أهل الأرض. This beautiful narration tells us the maqam, the excellency of the awliya kiram, that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah makes an individual His beloved, when He makes him His close friend, then He calls Jibreel, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, the leader of all the angels. And then it is said to Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam that verily Allah loves so and so individual, so you, O Jibreel, you also make him your beloved. And when then Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam makes him his beloved, then Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam makes an announcement to those in the heavens. And he mentions, verily, Allah has made so-and-so individual his beloved, so all those in the heavens, you also make him your beloved. You also love this individual. فَيُحِبُّهُ أَهْلُ السَّمَاءِ Then the people of the heavens, the creation in the heavens, they also begin to love this individual. And then, acceptance of that individual is placed into the hearts of all the people of the world. And this, we see this with our own eyes in the blessed personality of our Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat. And like many other ulama and awliya of the past as well, the great Ghawth-e Pak, Sayyidina Imam Ahmed Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul Rahman, we have so many great ulama, awliya, Peer Mahalla Ishaa Sahab, we have so many different buzurg who have come in the past, the great four Aima Mujtahideen, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Ahmed bin Hanbal, Imam Malik Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, Imam Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi, Sayyidina Siri Saqati, all these great awliya kiram,
Imam
Ghazali alayhi rahma, Allahu Akbar, such a master in the spiritual state that they tell us that the inner state should be looked at first. Because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's merciful gaze is towards. Today we're busy beautifying our outer appearance, but He says to the reader, O reader, have you ever thought about reflecting about your cleaning the inner state? Because that, your creator is observing your heart. So how can now these people go and claim something else? That many people falsely attribute to the awliya. That these people, their entire lives, they invited people towards obeying Allah, leaving sin, becoming disinterested in the world, attach your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now after they've passed, people say that, oh no, there was all sorts of other things they were propagating, like shirk and bidat and all these types of things which have been thrown around. Ma'azallah. So people need to understand that the awliya kiram are the blessed individuals. They bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it's not for them, then who will bring us closer? The ulama, the awliya, they are those who bring us closer to Allah by teaching us about the deen. By the likes of Imam Ghazali, the likes of Ghawth-e Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So what we need to do in today's time is attach ourselves with that personality who is attached to these awliya kiram. And in today's day and age, Sayyid Sahab, we do not have to look very far. Alhamdulillah. The Shaykh Tariqat of Amil Sunnat, Hazrat Alama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakat Aliyah, his entire life, we can see it is an open book.
Waqi ye shaan hai na, آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے امت کے جو ولی ہیں واقعی ان کو بہت بڑا مقام دیا گیا ہے کہ غوث پاک رحمت اللہ علیہ جو تمام ولیوں کے سردار. اچھا ایک جو مین چیز ہے ہمارے ذرا سا سٹیٹس مل جائے پتہ چلا تم یہ ہو تو وہ اس کے اندر تکبر آ جاتا ہے, وہ جو کچھ کر رہا ہوگا نا اس کو چھوڑ دیتا ہے, چلو یار ٹائٹل مل گیا ہے. اب لوک غوث پاک رحمت اللہ علیہ مادر زاد ولی ہے, ماں کے پیٹ سے ہی ولی پیدا ہوئے, ٹھیک ہے. اور کب آپ سے پوچھا کہ آپ کو کب پتا چلا ولی؟ بولے جب مدرسے جاتا تھا تو آواز آتی تھی کہ اللہ کے ولی کے لیے جگہ چھوڑ دو, فرشتے ساتھ ساتھ چلتے تھے. لیکن ان کی اس کے باوجود بھی ان کی عبادات کا عالم دیکھیں, 40 سال عشاء کے وضو سے فجر کی نماز ادا کر رہے, 25 سال عبادات اور ریاضات جو ہے نا وہ کیا کہتے ہیں عراق کے جنگلوں میں 25 سال مجاہدات کر رہے ہیں. یہ شان ہے اللہ والوں کی. ہمیں تو ٹائٹل مل جائے تو غرور و تکبر آ جاتا ہے, وہ بندہ تھوڑا پتہ چل جائے تو مسجد مانا چھوڑ دیتا ہے, یار میں بن گیا ہوں کچھ. تو یہ چیزیں اولیاء اللہ میں کچھ ان کی عبادات ان کی ریاضت ان کے ان کو فرق نہیں پڑتا, کیونکہ دے پیورلی ڈوئنگ فار دا پلیجر آف اللہ. ہمارے یہاں کھوٹ آ جاتا ہے, عہدہ نہیں ملا منصب نہیں ملا وہ بندہ مسجد سے آنا چھوڑ دیتا ہے. مسجد کی کمیٹی میں ہوتا ہے 20-30-40 جب تک کمیٹی میں, جیسے چینج ہوا آپ کمیٹی سے غائب اس مسجد میں آنا چھوڑ دیا. تو کس کے لیے مسجد میں آتے تھے؟ یہ غور کرنے کا مقام ہے. چاہے کوئی بھی کسی بھی چیز سے تعلق رکھتا ہو کام اللہ کی رضا کے لیے کرنا چاہیے تو اس کا صلہ بھی کچھ اور ہی ہوگا. وسیم بھائی کیا فرماتے ہیں ظاہر نہیں
لاسٹ فیو ورڈز انشاءاللہ دس بیوٹیفلی وہ یو مینشن بلال شبیب بھائی مینشن دس ارلیئر آن ایٹ دی سٹارٹ یو نو دی ولی دی اولیاء کرام اٹس مینشن اباؤٹ دیم دیٹ تھرو آؤٹ دیئر ہول لائف دے ڈو دی ذکر اف اللہ عزوجل. This practical example is in front of us in case of Amir al-Sunnat. That, you know, Amir al-Sunnat during the Madini Muzakara, what happens is that, for those that don't know, basically you'll see him writing something on the paper. So someone asked him that, look, you're delivering and then you're stopping and you're writing something on the paper. And the answer that he gave was, look, whilst the question is being played or whilst the package is being played, I want to continue to do the dhikr of Allah, so I'm writing the name of Allah on the paper. So alhamdulillah, these people are amongst us. But Shah Sahib, the other important thing that, mashallah, which you addressed as well, it's very, very open, it's very, very important that we open our eyes regarding the awliya kiram as well. Because today what happens is someone comes up, you know, because Bilal Bhai mentioned this earlier on, that these individuals, the awliya kiram, they follow the Sharia 100%. There's no compromise on the Sharia, no matter what happens in the public. But it's very, very important that we open our eyes that who are we following today. Today there's people that, you know, their hair is going down to their back, they're going below their shoulders, and we say that this is the wali of Allah. The Allah, in other words, they're trimming the beard. In other words, they're openly sinning. And we're saying that this is the wali of Allah. So it's very, very important. Alhamdulillah, we have some amazing individuals who are awliya kiram amongst us, like Amir al-Sunnat. We should follow them, inshallah. And we can only recognize them when we sit amongst good company. If you're going to sit amongst wrong company, obviously they're going to send you to the wrong places. So it's very, very important that in today's day and age, inshallah, that we look at that who we are following, what they are doing, what their actions, which actions they are doing. So this is something that is very, very important. At times they say that, people say that this is a wali of Allah. Music is being played in the gathering. So it's very, very important that we recognize, because the awliya kiram, alhamdulillah, like I mentioned earlier on, it's because of them that we get sustenance, rain, and other blessings as well.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Time is over now. Look after yourself, keep watching Madini channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path